Welcome to Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and I'm on a mission to helping you and your family live the abundant life. Shout it out loud, sing with the crowd, celebrate cause good things are coming, new opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow. Hey everyone, episode number 29 here at Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and today we're going to be chatting with a new friend of mine, Jason Carver, who is really just Atlanta's premier fitness expert. The man is unbelievable, and what he's doing with his team at Dream Body Inc., and you can check them out at dreambodyinc.com. It's pretty impressive. He's just creating just a growing, massive, when you think of how hard it is to do what he's done, massive tribe of people that have just, it's a community of people that want to get healthy from all different walks of life, from all different skill levels. And he has something called the Mountain Challenge, and I'm really tickled pink by it because we have a historical landmark. It's a Civil War monument. It called Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield. And Kennesaw Mountain is not a mountain. It's like a little hill. It's like, I don't even know, I don't even know if it's 1,000 feet, but it's not much. But it's a pretty good clip of a hike. I mean, you'll huff and puff. And if you run it, you really huff and puff because there are some really steep angles. And so Jason gets over 100 people every week from all around the community coming together. It's a service that he does for the community. And just that kind of little stuff, that's big in my eyes. It really is. And it's big in the eyes of anyone who has ever tried to get together anyone for exercise. It's like pulling teeth, but Jason's done it. And you know, today the title of the talk and is really Jason's tagline on his Facebook page, and I love it. And I took it, and we talk all about it. It is Jesus, fitness, love. Those three words, and that exemplifies Jason. Jesus, fitness, love. So you're going to hear about him. You're going to hear about the blue zones, how to exercise at home, some really good home steps, how to exercise if you're elderly. What do you do if you're middle-aged? I mean, Jason really and I just cover all kinds of different stuff. And check him out. Check him out at Dream Body Inc. Check him out on Facebook as well. Just type up Dream Body. You'll see his Facebook page. And if you're local to the Atlanta and Kennesaw area, then take advantage of Jason's Mountain Challenge. Love for you to come out there and shake my hand. I plan on coming out a few times, maybe with my kids or so, put a baby on my backpack and hike that mountain. That'd be awesome. Shake my hand and introduce yourself. Let me know that you listen to the Biblical Health Radio podcast. It would just tickle me pink. You know, there's a lot of people listening, and it's just great to hear from y'all. And don't forget, I love to hear from you too when it comes to leaving a comment, subscribing to this podcast, joining my Biblical Health Radio portal. You can just easily go to drericz.com/Biblical Health Radio, and you get just right there in your own little customer hub portal access, all transcripts, show notes, and we've included some nice ebooks and some other cool things for you as well, just to keep you plugged in, to make it easy for you so you don't miss out on a show and get all that you can out of it. So with that, with no further ado, I want to introduce you to my friend, Jason Carver. Hey everyone, welcome to my Facebook Live. This is my new friend, Jason Carver. Jason?
Hey everybody.
Jason is like the premier fitness expert in the Atlanta area, and I was here a couple weeks ago with Dr. David Jockers, and we're at our favorite mango tree smoothie place in Kennesaw. So I got a lot of questions last time we did this about where this place even is. It's off of Giles Road in Kennesaw, so if you're in the local Atlanta area, really the only place next to Whole Foods that you could get awesome fresh smoothies, fresh juice, and give Tanya a hello and a big hug for me and tell her that Dr. Z sent you. And Jason, you're local here. You've been coming here for a long time.
Yeah.
I have a lot I want to ask you because just love what you do with fitness, all Christ-centered. Tell us a little bit about why you're even doing what you're doing.
So the company is Dream Body Inc., and it's for sure... It's a faith-based, God-centered company. That's all I can say. And our growth is literally just because God has chosen to honor the company, because here in Kennesaw, it's a booming, thriving metropolis of people that want to be healthy. but they just don't know where to go, right? Yep. And so here we are, center of Kennesaw, right in front of Legacy Park. We've got a small little studio, but we're moving to a larger studio that we literally outgrew the studio that we're in right
now. Awesome.
In less than a year. And so that's just, this is a testimony of A, God, B, the people around us, and C, networking just like this. Like, randomly just meeting people in the opportunities that God has presented is just incredible. So a little bit about, I guess, my background is I've been a trainer for about 11 and a half years, and I'm a local guy. I went to Kennesaw State, and then I also got my master training degree from the National Personal Training Institute down in Orlando. So when I started training here, I didn't really know, I didn't really have too much of a structure other than I like to work out, right? It's kind of where we start. We like to work out, we like to live healthy, let's be active. So we're trainers, automatically, like, we're trainers. And then a few years, fast forward, I'm gonna fast forward, you know, several years. My father got sick and he actually ended up passing away. And around that time was when, you already mentioned him, our mutual friend, Dr. David Jockers, and I got connected. And all of a sudden, I got more exposed to this whole nutrition for the inside instead of just fitness for the outside.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so, anyway.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Oh, good interruption. Oh, man.
Perfect timing.
A Facebook Live. Hey. Thank you so much for just, hey, Tanya, come over here for a quick second. Everyone, this is Tanya from the Mango Tree. Just love you. Thank you so much for creating this awesome haven because we need it.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. You guys have been amazing. Very supportive.
Well, if you're local.
And these are shots. These are lemon, ginger, echinacea, and stevia by request.
Oh, wow. Cheers.
Yes, and amen. I have two.
Oh, that's fantastic. Folks, if you're, I mean, on a side point, I want to hear, we're going to hear Jason's story. And thank you so much. If you guys want a question or two, you can leave questions on the side or under this because we will see your questions coming in. I know that more viewers are seeing that we're on. Jason is like the premier fitness expert in the Atlanta area. So ask some questions. I love what his, you know, the little tagline, just like Jesus, fitness, love. I mean, there's so much that we could share with. But if you're local to any local area and if you have it on your heart to start like a juicy play or juicing store or a smoothie shop, do it. I mean, we need more and more of these. And so thank you, Tanya, for doing that at Mango Tree.
Yes,
oh, and we got... Thank you. Boy, you see what happens?
Keeps on coming.
Awesome. So, Jason, continue your story about really what would inspire. Isn't that awesome?
That's so delicious.
Mm. I'm going to enjoy the drinking while you talk for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, tell us everything.
So where I was leaving off was right about, 2010, 2011 was when my life shifted. Just on a personal level, but also just on a professional level as well. And so I really started to learn how to transform the body from the inside out. So unfortunately, when it comes to this whole thing called body transformation mm-hmm. and fitness, we're all about, you know, sometimes the aesthetics.
Yeah.
You know, the outside appearance. How do I get a flatter stomach? How do I grow muscles on my arms? Things like that. And I now personally firmly believe that it starts from getting the inside healthy and allowing the body then to blossom and flourish from the outside.
Love it.
You want healthy flowers, take care of the soil, right?
Smart.
So that's a little bit about my personal testimony and where I am now just on a nutritional level, but then on a fitness level, Dream Body Inc. is going crazy with our new Twisted Spin class. And so that's our new baby. So as far as you want to hear everything,
tell us a little bit about, what I know what spinning is. I mean, what's Twisted Spin?
So,
cause I might join this cause I need, we got to talk a little bit more about like what happened to Dr. Z and how I haven't even, I got a cool testimony to share, but convince me because I'm a little concerned here, bro. I'm not like the fitness guru.
Right. So the concept of twisted spin is, it's a 20 minute spin class. Have you ever taken a spin class?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was brutal.
Sometimes it can be brutal. Sometimes it can be long. Sometimes it can be long.
I thought I was going to die.
So we figured you won't die in 20 minutes, right? 21 minutes is the cutoff. So yeah. 20 minutes, you will not die. We guarantee that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or your money back.
if you die, you pay for your funeral.
And then, then there's going to be two other stations that will incorporate things like the TRX, the Bosu ball, battle ropes, slam balls, kettlebells, some of this not so traditional equipment. So the whole environment's going to be very active, very fun, very engaging,
yeah,
and hopefully like a very, very high caloric output. So
that's awesome.
It should be. It's brand new.
That's awesome. And when do you open up shop?
So we're in transition from one location to the other right now.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to have that class started June 1. That's the hope. That's the hope. So listeners, if you're out there, hopefully June 1. But the personal training is obviously open all the time.
Well, okay. I want to see Janelle. Thank you for commenting. If you guys want me to try this, we'll do a Facebook Live. I need to do this. I will let you know. You know, I'm 36 years old. I have 3.5 children because Mama Z is pregnant with baby Z number 4.
Oh.
And I just went through a grueling 5.5 years going through. Thanks, Eric. I need to try this. I love you. I went through a grueling just 5 years of getting my doctorate, raising children, providing for a household. You know, this was my second career. And thank God for my diet, because I don't know where I'd be. But one thing I did leave out oftentimes was exercise. But you know what? I figured out other ways. Like, okay, teaching my kids how to ride a bike, that's my cardio. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the time at this point, I don't think. So help me out a little bit with this. Talk to me. Again, 36-year-old provider for the family with 100 kids in the house. Like, how do you get someone like me who works unbelievable amount of hours to do what you're proposing me to do without going crazy?
Well, first off, you need to stop being a rabbit
and
populating the world with baby Z's.
Hey, the Bible says be fruitful and multiply.
Okay.
I'm obedient. Forgive me.
Touche. You know, that's a challenging question because, I mean, you know, I don't know your schedule on a day-to-day basis personally. And so I guess what it comes down to, like what you're just saying, is for some reason now in your mind you're saying, I need this now.
Yeah.
And if I don't implement something like this now, perhaps it might be too late after baby number 4 comes. So it's just sometimes about behavior modification, right? Switching things around, finding out, okay, when can I do this? And once you do know when you can do it, you have to then press that button, right? You have to hit the go button and you just have to keep going and going. Consistency is key.
Yeah.
In anything, consistency is key, right? So when it comes to a busy schedule, what I find is obviously having the community, like what we do have at Dream Body, helps immensely.
Yeah.
So if it's just you where you're like, I just need to just go and go to the gym, sometimes that's challenging because you're just by yourself. So coming and doing like something that's a group related, we find that works fantastic.
That's awesome.
So
accountability.
Big time.
We need it. It's just, you know, I'll tell you folks, I feel great. Yet I recognize, especially looking at my family members who are older in their 50s and 60s, I'm seeing 70s, I'm seeing that they're losing their muscle mass. I'm seeing how that lack of muscle structure is really putting a lot of strain on their musculoskeletal system. Thanks, Carla. Jesus, fitness love. I love it. The thing is, a lot of people have back pain, joint pain, because they're letting their muscles atrophy.
Mm.
So have you found, is there like an age that you've experienced that, you know, once 40 hits, you really are starting to atrophy more than others? Like, can you speak a little bit to that? Because I'm seeing it all over.
Yeah, well, I mean, science and studies will show that, you know, after 35 years old, your muscles start to just naturally atrophy.
35?
They say about 35, they start to just naturally atrophy every 5 years. You know, obviously percentages are going to be give or take, but somewhere 3-5%, even up to 7%. Every 5 years. So that's a lot if you're not exercising to maintain that, right?
Yeah.
So hitting the resistance training is key at all ages. I mean, we have clients well into their 70s that are picking up barbells. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to apply that resistance. So that's something that we try to coach. We're like, look, as much as walking is very therapeutic and very nice for your body.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not sustaining that muscle mass that your body's going to need. So starting, you know, you're 36 years old, maintaining that from now, making sure and ensuring by the time you hit 40 and 50 and 60, you're not just going to be just sitting on the couch. You're not going to be sore, not going to be tired. You can actually still play potentially now with grand baby Z's into the millions, right? Since you don't have your own colony at this rate. So
that's awesome.
So anyway, just it's definitely a mindset of understanding that, yes, you do need that. You do need that resistance training. And sometimes, obviously, having a trainer to help you out with that is important. Yeah,
it is important. Have you learned about the Blue Zones? You know about those people?
Love the Blue Zones.
Talk a little bit about the Blue Zones, because one thing the Blue Zones don't do, if you know this, they don't exercise.
That's true.
Now, tell us why they don't and why we need to, because that's, I think, a real key to this, because we need to.
So the Blue Zones, I think they may have found more, but last I heard, there was maybe like five or six known Blue Zones. And, of course, that's where the highest concentration of people that live to be 100 years old are, right? Mm-hmm. So they're found all over the world, and I think there's even one in California.
Yeah, the Seventh-day Adventists in Point Loma.
Yeah, and so, you know, so the things that they're really, really good with, obviously, they eat local. Mm-hmm. They're eating their own foods, right? They're eating high amounts of fish, too, right? I think most of the Blue Zones are found close to the water, so they're probably getting fresh fish at the time, too. Their sense of community is fantastic.
That's it.
Their family, their sense of community is so, so, so huge. So I feel like we're missing a lot of those components. And so if we all have those components, then maybe we don't need the amount of exercise that one would promote that you do need. But since we live in a time where there's so much stress and there's so much things occupying our time and our bodies, I mean, think about it. Most people, this is kind of average. You sleep 6-7 hours, you're laying down. You sit down for breakfast. You sit in a car to drive to work. You sit at work. You sit in a car to drive back, perhaps maybe going to the gym or not. Then once you're back to the house, you're sitting down and you're eating, then maybe watching TV. In a 24-hour period, how much of that time are you literally just sitting down or perhaps laying down?
Yeah, in bed sleeping.
And your body literally is in caloric conservation mode. All the hormones are decreased. Your muscle mass is not being utilized. So one thing that these people probably living in these Blue Zones, they're probably active.
That's the key.
They're walking around their communities. Yep. They're perhaps maybe in their gardens
Gardening.
Doing things. Yep. So that's the thing is, okay, they're still living the original model of how to live, and their bodies maintain their muscle mass. So now here in 2016, we've now created, you know, all these gym atmospheres because we don't do that anymore. We have to almost go into a structured workout environment mode because we're no longer doing what our bodies were designed to be doing initially.
Yep. That's smart. That's brilliant. Folks, I actually did a report on the Blue Zones. You could go to my website and just search the number 120, because I actually talk about living the 120. And you know what shocked me is that when you watch the TED video of Dan Boettner, who actually researched this from the National Geographic, he found out that these people, their lives, he had a picture of these 80-year-old men who were just ripped because they just work still. There's no retirement, right? And not only is there no retirement, you saw these group of 100-year-old women, like their average age was 102. And in Japan, and it was unbelievable. They showed these ladies doing squats, not squats like exercise, but they're still doing work. They're still playing with their great-great-grandkids on the floor. And because they don't have chairs and tables like we do, which really cause a lot of laziness and apathy, they're doing 100-plus squats up and down at 102 years old. You know, how many people are 70, 80 getting hard to get out of bed? So talk to us about – I know you got to get going in a minute here, but talk to us a couple minutes – to the older folks, to our elders that maybe are really battling joint pain, where they think, I could never get on the floor to play with my grandkids. Like, what sort of steps can they do? Would you recommend them doing your crazy spin class?
Well, I mean,
maybe not crazy, but I will see. We're going to do this, folks. We're going to do a Facebook Live, me doing spin.
I guess to your point, for sure, everybody needs to maintain like their ability to get up and down. I mean, barring some sort of injury, but I have a client, I remember when I first met her, she was literally unable to get up off the floor, just literally, like if she fell on the floor, there'd be no way that she could get back up. So immediately in my mind, I'm thinking, that's the most important part to our fitness. Even though she desperately wanted to lose weight, I'm like, we need to maintain the function of your life. You know, and so she does have a grandchild, and she now can get up and down off the floor.
Awesome.
She can play, you know, with him whenever she wants to, however she wants to. And so, you know, I'm 30 years old, and so I don't that my mindset isn't like that. But, you know, somebody out there that perhaps is listening that might be 50 or 55 or 60 and have grandkids or future grandkids, that's a very real reality mm-hmm. to them, is up and down, up and down, up and down. And so obviously if your joints are taking over because the muscle is atrophied, guess what's going to happen? Down the road, you're going to need knee replacements, yeah. hip replacements, back replacements. So if the muscles are not strong enough surrounding the skeletal system, then that's going to be very, very, very challenging in just a matter of a few years.
How about people who don't have or who aren't local? What can they do? What can they do at home maybe right now? Some good practical tips for them. Where do you start? First step.
If I was at home and I did not have anywhere to go, gym mm-hmm. membership or anything like that, then of course I would utilize whatever my outside environment was like.
Yep.
You know, whether it's hilly or flat, you know, just pick something, some sort of, I'm going to walk to the end of this road and I'm going to just do it a little bit quicker than what my leisurely pace would be.
Okay.
And so at least you're now elevating the heart rate beyond what it would be just resting or walking around. But then outside of that, easy things that you can do. Seriously, the easiest exercises you can do are with your own body weight. You can always do push-ups on the floor
yep.
to strengthen your triceps muscles, your shoulder muscles.
I do those.
You can tell. Some muscle mass in there. You're hiding it.
A little bit.
And then, of course, you have just, you know, you have basic things. Like you just mentioned, the squat.
Mm.
But you can use a chair. If you're, you know, if you're elderly and you're afraid that you might not be able to get all the way down and all the way up, then make sure you're doing it with a chair behind you. You can do things on the edge of a chair as well. You can do things like bench dips to work the back of the arm. The back of the arm is a very, very powerful muscle to help you get up off the floor. It's the pushing, right? So your triceps are gonna help with the push, along with the pec and the shoulders. So strengthening that whole chain is very, very, very important to maintain just normal function.
Yep. Awesome. Where can people find you? What do you do locally? I know you got this crazy mm-hmm. fun little mountain challenge. Tell us a little bit about that. You have a website that people can go to?
Yeah. So if you're online, dreambodyinc.com is our website. Obviously, there's the Dream Body Inc. Facebook page. Yep. There's my personal Facebook page, which is just Jason Carver, Jesus Fitness Love. And then if you're in the local Kennesaw area, then obviously you know we have this little hill called Kennesaw Mountain.
Yeah, it is a hill.
It's a little hill, but we call it a mountain. And every Monday night for free, we actually have the Mountain Challenge. And that's a huge group fitness class. About 100 people come out, mm-hmm. and it's literally just, you come and you do your own thing, your own pace. I structure it, but you do your own pace. And there's also a Facebook page for that as well. So,
and what time?
Monday nights at 6:30.
Is that, and where do they park if they're local, and where do they meet?
So we always park at the additional parking lot at Kennesaw Mountain. Not the main one, the additional one. But then we all gather right in front of the visitor center.
Okay. And you can't miss it. And for those of you who are history buffs, you could check it out, because they have an awesome history museum. They talk a lot about the Civil War. And, I mean, really, it's a historical landmark, so you'll definitely want to check that out. Last question is, I love your personal Facebook page and your little tagline. It says, Jesus, Fitness, Love. Like, why? What's that about?
Well, so without going into too much detail, but I could definitely say that my whole, if you want to call it a philosophy, but I'm not going to call it a philosophy, I'm going to call it just my life, it has to be driven and filtered through Jesus. And just the way that he just guides me then leads into fitness. And then through that, that's how I'm showing my love into the community.
Awesome.
And so it's first and foremost Jesus. And then my second passion is fitness. But then just because of that, that's just how, for me, that's how just love just then transcends all throughout the world. So, but especially here locally in the Kennesaw, Atlanta area.
Well, folks, that's how Jason honors his temple. Is really, his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's how Jason does it. And I appreciate your role, man, because my focus has never really been on fitness. It's always been on nutrition, natural therapies like essential oils. That's where my passion is.
Yeah.
Your passion, we complement each other.
Yeah.
He is Jason, and what he does, and the people that work with him, they're such a vital part of the body of Christ, everyone. And they're such a vital part of this healthcare model, because you just can't do one or the other. It's about balance. That's why I really want to commit myself, because I already told, I believe it was Tanya and some other folks locally, I want to commit myself to that because I need to do that, folks. I mean, I'm in good shape, but I could be in better shape, and I want to be in more shape for my kids, because I'm teaching my daughter and my sons how to ride a bike, and I'm getting tired. I got to be able to run a couple miles again, you know? So I'm done with learning. I'm actually getting my aromatherapy certification. Again, I can't stop, but I need to be balanced. So thank you so much for that challenge.
Thank you.
Thanks for all that you do. Check them out. If you're local, do the Kennesaw Mountain Challenge. I look forward to seeing you there. It's my favorite place to hike. It's awesome. And share this with your loved ones, folks. I mean, we are just so inspired to help you. And visit the mango tree in Kennesaw. And when Jason opens up his new shop, literally, it's right next door to Dr. Jockers' healthcare clinic as well. So you can get chiropractic adjustments, nutrition training, exercise, get a mango smoothie all in a mile. Where are you living, folks? Live in Kennesaw. And I'll teach an essential oil class. No, I'm joking. I love you. I appreciate you. Any last words, love, encouragement, anything cool?
I mean, I'm just so thankful for everybody that's been making comments. This is, and especially you, like I literally just met you last week.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
And here we are doing this together. So, folks, I guess literally just my parting advice for everybody is do things outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Become comfortable being uncomfortable in anything, right? In fitness, in life, sometimes in relationships, especially our relationship with the Lord, sometimes you have to get out of that comfort zone. So that's what he's challenged me. So that's just what I'm going to leave you all with.
Awesome, man. God bless, folks. I love you. We'll talk soon.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed that as much as I did. I had a great time with Jason chatting about some really cool stuff, some really interesting things. And I'm in it, folks. I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to live a very balanced life. And, you know, we have seasons. We have seasons that we really thrive in one area of the abundant life over others. And we just got to constantly be looking at balancing our lives. And that's something that I'll always be challenging myself and challenging you all, because we are people that have a spiritual experience, a physical experience, a mental and emotional experience, a financial, social, and occupational. We experience so many different aspects of the abundant life, and we want to make sure that we're always capitalizing. So now God's really been motivating me more and more, to inspiring me. Hey, I really, really got to focus on health to a different level when it comes to exercise and make it more than just like my playtime with my kids. So, hey, I'm practicing when I'm preaching. I'm trying my best, and I get down and I get up and I fall down and I get up, and we just got to keep on keeping on. Amen. Well, thank you so much, folks. I want to challenge you and leave a comment or two. How are these inspirational chats inspiring you? What testimonies do you have? I'd love to hear them. Stay tuned to what we got going on next. We got some fun things coming up. We have Brandon Brown, Christian counselor that's local to my area. We're going to be chatting with him soon, get Mama Z on board, all kinds of fun things, and some other folks as well. And as always, my hope and prayer is that you and your family truly experience the abundant life. God bless everyone. Talk soon. Celebrate, 'cause good things are coming. New opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up.